Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. Apple announced a self-service repair program, which lets customers buy parts from Apple directly for repairs. Apple will publish repair manuals online and price tools and parts at the same price they charge authorized technicians. Customers can download software for parts that require calibration or programming. Completed repairs won't impact a device warranty. Parts for iPhone 12 and iPhone 13 models will be available first in the U.S. in early 2022, followed by M1 Max. Meta's Reality Labs showed off a haptic glove prototype designed for VR and AR interaction in development for the past 7 years. The glove is lined with 15 ridged and inflatable plastic actuator pads, which create pressure on your hand as you interact in a virtual world. Reality Labs sees the glove as one of multiple controller methods for future mixed reality experiences. According to Reality Labs engineer Catherine Healy, the glove needs high-density actuators to let users feel texture, a svelter design, and to be fully wireless before it be considered ready for consumers. Mozilla announced a paid version of its Firefox Relay service, offering one subdomain address that can be used to create an unlimited number of email aliases. Users can also reply to emails directly from an alias. The free version provides 5 email aliases, which will forward to a primary account. The service currently costs 99 cents per month, although this is listed as a limited promotion. Qualcomm announced it will release ARM-based PC processors in 2023. Qualcomm acquired Nuvia earlier this year. Nuvia was founded by former Apple chip designers who helped make the A-series processors for iPhone. Qualcomm hopes its new processors will set the performance benchmark for Windows PCs. Microsoft announced it will increase the pace of Windows 11 updates so any compatible computer can upgrade to it directly now. If you choose to or have to stick with Windows 10, the November 2021 update for it is rolling out now as well, and Microsoft intends to move Windows 10 to a yearly cadence of feature updates, which is what it plans to do for Windows 11 as well. Microsoft also made 64-bit app emulation for ARM-based computers generally available on Windows 11, but it announced it will not bring that emulation to Windows 10. Microsoft also began testing a new media player app for Windows 11, rolling out now to Windows insiders in the dev channel. This supports both audio and video and replaces the Groove Music app. The legacy Windows Media Player app will still be available in Windows Tools. Instagram confirmed it's asking suspected bot accounts to verify they're human with video selfies, requiring multiple angles of a user's face. Instagram said this doesn't use facial recognition, with selfies reviewed by internal teams. Google pushed out mid-month updates for the Pixel 6 series, with changelog saying it improves the performance of the underscreen fingerprint sensor. Google previously said enhanced security algorithms could cause the sensor to take longer to verify a print. The company eBuyNow announced the MotoWatch 100, offering a 2-week battery life, blood oxygen sensor, sleep tracking, and 5 ATM water resistance. It runs a proprietary Moto OS rather than Wear OS found on previous Moto-branded watches. This is the second Moto-branded watch created from a licensing deal with eBuyNow. It's available for pre-order now for $100, shipping December 10th. Security researcher Tommy Misk discovered that emails sent through the Apple Watch Mail app do not use Apple's mail privacy protection. This feature on mobile or a Mac routes all remote content downloaded by mail through proxy servers to mask IP addresses. On the watch's real IP address is used. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized the EaseVRX system as a prescription treatment for chronic back pain. EaseVRX uses a VR headset that amplifies the sound of breathing to assist with breathing exercises as part of cognitive behavior therapy. The system was designed by Applied VR, who is also testing the platform to treat fibromyalgia pain, burn pains, and pain during childbirth. Microsoft gaming head Phil Spencer stopped short of saying NFT games would be banned on Microsoft's game stores, but said that some feel more exploitive than about entertainment. He said the company would take action on any exploitive NFT games on its storefront. An update to Sonos' S2 app will add the ability for certain devices to decode the DTS digital surround format, which supports 5.1 channel audio. The Sonos Arc, both generations of the Beam soundbar, Playbar, Playbase, and Amp will get DTS support. And finally, Fujifilm announced the Instax Mini Evo, a digital camera with an integrated Instax Mini printer. It offers retro styling, including a film advance-like lever to print a current photo, with double the resolution of the Instant Photo printer compared to previous models. It launches in Japan on December 3rd, coming to the U.S. in February for $199. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.